No Queen Today. No Queen Today, read by Emily's dad. The queen woke up one morning, and she looked at her queen clothes. "I'm not wearing those today," she said. The maid began to flap and fluster. "You must," she said. "You are a queen." But the queen stamped her foot and said, I have been a queen, and it is a terrible bore. I have been a queen, and I won't be one any more." The queen went into the palace kitchen. "Eggs," she said. "I will cook some eggs." The cooks began to flap and fluster. You mustn't," they shouted. "You are a queen." But the queen stamped her foot and said, I have been a queen, and it is a terrible bore. I have been a queen, and I won't be one any more." The queen went into the palace garden. "Weeds," she said, "I will pull out weeds." The gardener began to flap and fluster. You mustn't, he shouted. "You are a queen." But the queen stamped her foot and said, I have been a queen, and it is a terrible bore. I have been a queen, and I won't be one any more. The queen saw a horse by the palace gates. "A horse," she said, "I will ride to town." So off she went singing, I have been a queen, and I won't be one any more. But when the queen got to town, she heard a horrendous noise. People were sitting in the streets, and they were weeping and wailing. "We have no queen. We have no queen. What a terrible, terrible thing. We have no queen. We have no queen. We will have to find a king." "A king," screeched the queen. "You can't have a king." She rushed back to the palace and put on her queen clothes. "Hooray," shouted the people. "The queen is back. We don't have to find a king." But once every year, the queen will not wear her queen clothes. And the people in the palace hear her say, "I won't be a queen, I won't be a queen, I won't be a queen today."